Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Trial for a North Iowa man accused of murder has been pushed to this summer. 51-year-old Frederick Olson of Mason City is charged with first-degree murder for allegedly beating to death 63-year-old Leroy White of Mason City on December 17th of last year. White's body was discovered after Mason City police were called to perform a wellness check at 1916 South Grover Avenue. Olson has pleaded not guilty, and his trial was set to start May 7th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. However, both the prosecution and defense say they will not be ready by that date, and the trial has been rescheduled to begin June 25th. Law enforcement says Olson has a long criminal history in Cerro Gordo County dating back to 1996. It includes a charge of attempted murder in 2013 that was dismissed as part of a plea deal in another criminal case. 3 weeks after he was accused of leading law enforcement on a pursuit in two northeast Iowa counties, an Olwine man was arrested for felony eluding and child endangerment. Olwine police arrested 38-year-old Dustin Shea last Saturday on 5 Fayette County warrants for charges including eluding at speeds greater than 25 miles per hour over the posted limit, a Class D felony, and eluding with child endangerment, an aggravated misdemeanor. Shea was also cited for speeding, reckless driving, and failure to obey traffic control devices. According to the criminal complaints, a Buchanan County Sheriff's deputy initially followed Shea, allegedly driving a pickup at speeds of 96 miles per hour at about 11 p.m. on March 2nd. Shea continued traveling in an unsafe manner at a high rate of speed into Fayette County, but authorities lost track of Shea's truck in Olwine. During the pursuit, an adult female and her 11-year-old son were also inside Shea's vehicle, which was located later that night in the 900 block of Charles Street in Olwine. Authorities say a review of home security video confirmed Shea was driving the truck. The videos further showed the three occupants from the vehicle running into the house, with the child heard on camera asking, "Is that for us?" regarding the audible sirens of law enforcement vehicles. A 1984 graduate of Luther College has been named the school's new vice president for finance and administration. Luther president Jennifer Ward has announced that Patty Schroeder-Hetrick from Minneapolis will take over the post on a half-time basis starting May 1st, then full-time in June. The native of nearby Caledonia, Minnesota, brings a wide range of governmental, public sector, and corporate experience managing large and complex operational infrastructures. Hetrick will join the Decorah College after 3 years as chief financial officer of Hennepin County Library System in Minneapolis, overseeing the budget, contracts, personnel management, capital projects, and operations for the 41 libraries which served 1.2 million patrons. Prior to that, she spent 13 years as budget director for Anoka County, also in the Minneapolis metro area, managing a budget of $341 million. Hetrick also served as budget director for Sherburne County, Minnesota, with an annual budget of about $80 million. She also had her own consulting business for a decade before joining civic government. Northeast Iowa Community College campuses, centers, and service locations will be closed today through this coming Monday. NICC Communications Coordinator Doug Ropa says the college will reopen on Tuesday. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, with today's emphasis on hail and wind safety. Floyd County Emergency Management Director Jason Webster says, if you're caught in a hailstorm, protect your head and seek safe shelter immediately.
Seeking shelter under trees should be only a last resort. Not only is there the lightning threat, but also the risk of falling branches. And stay out of culverts as well, as they may suddenly fill with water. If you're in a vehicle, pull over into a safe spot as soon as you can. The road could become slick with hail, and your windshield could crack and cause visual impairments.
While the dangers of tornadoes can be obvious, Webster says the straight-line winds that can accompany severe thunderstorms can be just as strong.
Straight-line winds can exceed 100 miles per hour. Obviously, they blow in a straight line and do not swirl like a tornado. In order for a straight-line wind to be classified as a derecho, the swath of damage must be at least 400 miles long, 60 miles wide, and have speeds of at least 58 miles per hour.
Mike Kurz is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says you can help track storms by becoming a storm spotter.
Everything has technological limitations. Radar's not immune from that. So spotters, their reports of what they're actually seeing and hearing, reporting that to the National Weather Service of what's going on near the ground really helps to fill that information void where we don't always know what's happening below that radar beam. So having those reports are crucial to us.
Webster also advises that being prepared for severe weather should include getting signed up with Alert Iowa, the statewide alerting system. Saturday afternoon on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa women's basketball in the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes taking on the Colorado Buffaloes. Broadcast time 2:15, game time about 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.